a pallet and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
What?
Now,
I'm
trying to start the show. Class!
There you go.
Class! What? My God, I'm trying to start the show. Oh. Well, if you two don't mind, I'll start the show here.
Oh, okay.
Well, welcome, my friends. It's that time of the week. What kind of day it's going to be is, as you can tell, who knows. It is the time of week that you've anxiously been awaiting. It's time for the culinariest and, obviously, the cleverest, the most riveting, and the most entertaining. And today, it's going to be that and much, much more. It is the tastiest and, of course, the most demystifyingest cooking show in the world. We're going to be talking about none other than Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. We are the true Theater of the Mind radio show that is listened to by thousands and streamed around the world. 6-1 in geosynchronous order.
Nope.
3.
There's no SATCOM.
Why?
No, there's no satellite.
You go on, honey. Don't worry about him.
All right. Well, thank
Ignore
you.
Ignore him.
Just a second.
Everyone else.
Thank
does.
You, Francie. Thank you. Anyway, my friends, I get my satellite back. We are proudly finding our mobile kitchens this day. Of course, it's after Thanksgiving, and I'm sure we'll have tales to tell from Chef Eric's dining room table, which I'm sure was quite interesting. Although Jeeves was talking about going on strike before the holidays, we'll see how that worked out. And Chef Francine probably has some biscuits and some pie and all kinds of things to talk about from Thanksgiving. Anyway, we are proudly sponsored by The Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience. Wow, Chris is in the house. He's helping out. I mean, this is amazing. And, of course, by Real Sweet Onions by Schumann Produce, they're the leaders in Vidalia. And this time of the year, Peruvian sweet onions. My friends, if it does not say real sweet on the bag of the tag,
it ain't.
That's, man, tell you what, been away for a few weeks and look at these people. They're amazing. And by Whole Foods, where shopping is just good for you. And by Cutter's Cigar Emporium and Alpharetta on Windward Parkway, it is an incredible, incredible place to go. It is your portal to the world of good times, the world of great cigars, and the world of great friends that you have yet to meet. I had a great talk with a gentleman last night. His name is Cyril, and he is from France. His family, huh? Well, now he is. Hey, don't ruin my story. Settle down over there. My God, everybody's getting involved. We've got Bob, the bossy engineer over here. Yeah, I mean, man, I got to tell you, this is disgusting. But anyway, he is from Nebraska via Paris. All right, let's just go that way. Anyway, we had a great conversation, and he has been a godsend as well as the many people I met. Bob, for the first time at Cutter's, you get a great opportunity to meet some great people from around the world to come into Cutter's Cigar Emporium, your portal to the world. And by GoIsrael.com, especially during this holiday season, whether you celebrate Christmas, Hanukkah, or you don't celebrate anything at all, going to Israel is a very, very special place in this time of the year. I can imagine only that it would be amazing. Now, there are those of you, such as myself, that find life to be a little chilly, a little cold. You have this thought of, oh, the beach, oh, the sand, oh, I would just love to have some tiki drink, some flower drink on some beautiful beach. Well, my friends, our final sponsor is one called Southern Sailings. You must put this in your Rolodex. Do they still have Rolodexes? I don't know.
I think it's a memo on
the app. Yeah, well, just put it on an app. Anyway, SouthernSailings.com. If you're dreaming about an amazing place from the glaciers of Alaska to the Pietà in Italia, or you just want to luxuriate on a clothing optional pool or beach in the Caribbean, All you have to do is contact SouthernSailings.com. Their crack staff will make sure you get the dream of a lifetime. They are also responsible for the most historic culinary cruise in histoire of the seven seas. It is Francine Bryson, Janice Brockmeyer have taken their collective genius and created this cruise where the guest list is even more amazing than the ship, which is more amazing than the beaches and the places you're going to get to go to. And you can go to SouthernSailings.com and find out about it. It's the 21st to the 28th of May, which means, you know, they can go to Hiawassee on Friday and Saturday, and then on Sunday, hop on a Delta flight, which rumor has it that Delta, because of Janice's inside connections, might be getting a little bit of a break. Of course, with Chef Eric, he just pulls out his, what is it, diamond? Diamond card. I want to go to Delta. And he'll get on there, and he'll sit in first class, and he'll look.
The only one that does that.
Exactly.
See? Yeah, but see? She pays for hers. You,
you think?
You've been lying. Yeah, well, I'll ask Sarah. She knows. Sarah's in the house, your lovely daughter. But anyway, SouthernSailings.com. We'll be talking with Janice throughout the year. Rumor has it 2018 might be already in the... You never know with these two, because when these two geniuses get together, all you can be guaranteed is it'll be the most fun, the most entertaining, and unlike most celebrity cruises, you don't get to hang with the celebrities. They all sit in their little clique, and if you come over and you unabashedly, unashamedly say, can I have an autograph, please, or can I talk to you? They're like, oh, yeah, right. Then they get back, and they forget the little people. Not that way with Francine Bryson and Janice Brockmeyer. You'll be able to smoke cigars with us up on the cigar smoking deck. I'm sure Chef Eric will come off of his sabbatical of non-alcohol, which I hear Thursday night. But anyway, but you'll be able to join us, all of us, collectively, to make it an experience unlike anything you'll have. May 21st to the 28th, Janice will be with us a little bit later. Will you join us a little bit later and talk about that? Great. So anyway, joining us today around the mobile kitchens, we have our returning celebrity chef, Francine Franny Bryson.
Hada, 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 hada.
Hey, I'll tell you what, even your daughter clapped for you, which I thought was apropos.
She's wanting the varsity after
this.
Oh, is she? Yeah.
I don't blame her.
She's sucking up for the varsity.
Well, you know, that's not a real hard suck up for you. I mean, varsity.
No, it's not. Just twist my arm.
Yeah, I know. It's real tough. Sarah, I can see you sweating over there, you know. But also we have the executive chef with the mostest. We have been traveling as a trio in different locations over the last 4 weeks. We make no apology for it because we had numerous obligations. Chef Eric went to where? Will you quit sniffing?
Chef Francine's cooking over here.
Yeah. We've been to Corbin, Kentucky. We've been to Atlanta, Georgia. We've been to Maggie Valley, North Carolina. We've been to Panama City Beach, Florida. We've been to, where else? Four or five places. We've done everything from the Produce Marketing Association in Orlando, Florida, to the Egg Fest in Corbin, Kentucky, to the Taste of Atlanta. So many places, so little time. Chef Eric was over in Japan and just having so much fun. In fact, I understand that there was a disturbance in Tokyo because Chef Eric kept demanding the all-you-can-eat sushi buffet, and they said they don't exist here, Round Eye. So I don't know if that's true or not. But there was,
No, that's not true.
That's not true.
No.
They do have all-you-can-eat sushi buffet?
No, I didn't ask for one.
I'm afraid to ask what you're doing. Anyway, my friends, let's set the theme of the show today. Chef Eric, it's great to have you back. It's great to be back. I mean, you are crippled.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes. He slipped and fell.
I did not slip and fall.
And he didn't, you know.
I didn't, no, no.
I just want to say there was no glitter. There was no glitter involved. I'm just going to say that. You know, it's just the way it is. But anyway, he had an accident out on the farm.
Yep.
And I told him it was the wrong way to milk the cow. But he didn't. He didn't listen to me. He grabbed the wrong whatever they grab.
Yeah,
utter.
I don't need your help. Yeah. There.
But anyway, he made it as he usually does, whether he's on his deathbed or not. And Francine Bryson drove all the way down from where?
Pickens,
South Carolina, to be here at the Big Green Egg because it is the ultimate cooking experience. We are here at the Big Green Egg, Le Cordon Green Culinary School. When we come back, we're going to start Chef Eric, Francine, leftovers from Thanksgiving. We hope you had a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. So let's start it. Merry Christmas, baby.